Hallelujah. Let your light so shine among men. What's the point in having a light if you never turn it on? Hallelujah. And we're called of God to let our light shine, for the light of God to shine through us. And the amazing thing about serving God is that He can use us no matter who we are or where we've come from. Once He comes into our lives, He changes everything. Old things are passed away and everything is made new. That's what Christ does. He makes things new. He is a God of life. He is a life giver. And when Christ comes into your life, you experience new life. Life is imparted to you. Isn't that awesome? That is such a blessing, and it's so amazing to be able to experience that. And that's what brings us alive. That's what gives us life. That is why we are the people that we are. It's because of the life that has been imparted to us through Christ. And that light, it shines. It shines even when you don't even realize it. It shines when you don't think it's shining. It's still shining. God has a way of reflecting Himself through us so that people can see and know that He is real and that He is who He says He is. And there is no greater experience in life than the experience of having the light of God shine through you. It changes everything. Hallelujah. Isn't that exciting? Hallelujah. Well, today we are continuing in our series on the reflection. And God has called us to reflect Him, reflect the image of Christ. We're saying the image of glory, the glory of God. And we want that reflecting in our lives. We want that to be seen as we go through life, as we face challenging and difficult situations. And often we find ourselves dealing with things that are bigger than us, that are beyond us. And we find ourselves in situations that we really don't have the wherewithal to handle it or to manage it. But somehow God does something, and He shines in the midst of the situation. And things that you didn't understand how you could possibly get through, somehow you don't even realize when and how it happens, but somehow you look back and you've already passed through it. You've already overcome it. That is the amazing work of God. That is what the Holy Spirit does. Doors open and He makes a way when it seems impossible. Man, that ought to build your faith. That ought to give you hope. That ought to give you joy. That ought to cause you to want to celebrate, to shout. The Word of God says you ought to be a shouter. Did you know that? God says you ought to shout unto God. God says, I'm going to do things that will make you want to shout. Hallelujah. Have you ever had something so good happen that you just want to go, yeah! Hallelujah. Well, that's God. That's what God does. He wants, the people of God were shouters. If you want walls to come down, learn how to shout. Hallelujah. And when God does something in your life, shout unto God. Give Him the glory. Praise Him. Don't let the enemy hold you down or hold you back. You give God the glory. Give Him the praise. And I guarantee you, the more you give Him the praise, the more God will keep doing things in your behalf. Hallelujah. And so God has called us to be people who are grateful. And as grateful people, we want to reflect the image of Jesus. And so as we begin today, we're asking the question, can you see in the dark? Can you see in the dark? We are living in a lost and dying world, and it is over and over again, we see the signs that we are progressing into a even darker place. Over and over again, times are revealed that we are not getting better, but things are actually getting worse. And you'd have to be pretty blind to not be able to recognize that. But God has already put a plan in place to deal with the things to come. And Christ is at the center of God's plan. And he is the one who makes a way for us. And he is the one who is the light that shines in the darkness. And so as we are going into the Word of God today, I would like to use as a theme, divine optics. Divine optics. Well, are you ready for the Word of the Lord today? Yes. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your Word. And we just ask God that you would ignite a fire in the midst of our very souls, that we would be able to shine with the fire of the Spirit of God reflecting through us, that you would be honored, that you would be glorified, that though we live in a dark world, we would be able to see and enable others to see as the light of Christ shines among us. Lord, we thank you for your Word, and we ask that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us today, that we might reflect the image of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, O God. Amen and amen. Well, can you see in the dark? Can we see if we turn all the lights out? Let's turn all the lights out. Here we go. Oh, yes. Yeah, you weren't ready for that, were you? We're going to turn all the lights out. That had a light show for a minute there. In the dark, it is very difficult to see. And I know we have the monitors glowing. But in a dark room, it is very difficult to see. In fact, the darker it is, the less detail you're able to see. The less of what you need to see, you can see. I have been in this very room with no lights at all, no monitors or anything. And when you walk in, you think you know the layout of the room. You're pretty good at remembering it. You've been in and out so many times, yet every time I walk into something. And often it's because something is not where I was expecting it to be. Sometimes it's something that's there that I didn't realize was there and I forgot it was there and ended up hitting it like a pole. And other times it's something someone left somewhere and I end up tripping over it or stepping on it or falling into it. And so the light is important for us to be able to see. And without light, you cannot see. And if you were to ask to describe someone or something on the opposite side of the room from where you are, you would have a very difficult time doing so in the dark. And you and I are people of the light. And so when we go into the world, the Word of God says the world is utterly darkness. It is filled with darkness. But you and I are called to shine or reflect the light of God and of Christ. Hallelujah. And so even a small light is able to give significant light in a dark place. And the darker the place, the smallest light will have even a great impact, a greater impact. The darker the room, no matter how small your light is, no matter how insignificant you may think it is, you will be having an impact if you just let it shine. Your light needs to shine. You need to be able to allow others to be able to see. The light is not just for you, but it's for someone else. It's so that others can see, so that others can experience and know that God is able to make a way. In the dark, it seems impossible to navigate through a crowded space. But when the light of God shines, God enables you to see. And so, when you have divine optics, God will enable you to see in a dark world, a world filled with darkness. And so, as we go on, we can bring the lights up now. We see that light causes us to be able to see even things that we may not want to see. The light shines in the darkness and it reveals things that are hidden. And this is what God does in our lives. God reveals the things that were hidden, that we did not know about or we did not understand. And as a result, God is able to cause us to align ourselves with Him and reflect the image of His glory. And so you and I are called to reflect the image of Christ, to reflect the image of God. And so it takes light to be able to see. If you don't have light, you can't see. You might even have eyes. You might even have night vision goggles. Have you ever seen these night vision goggles? Well, night vision goggles still require some level of light. And the way night vision goggles work is they actually boost the photons, the light photons and electrons that are in the air, and that causes that light. There's an emitter in there that magnifies the light in the scene that it sees as you look through them, and it causes the image to be seen. It reveals the light that is already there. It just magnifies it all the more. And often at night, it uses starlight or moonlight, and it uses whatever reflective light that exists in that place. And saints of God, you and I, as the people of God, if you're born again, if you're born of the Spirit of God, God's light is in you. And God will shine even in the darkest places. Even if people don't recognize that you're a child of God, Satan and his demons will. They know who the people of God are. They know who you are as a child of God. They recognize the light of Christ that abides within you. They even know whether you're walking right or not. They know the things that they have placed on you and the things that you are prone to or weakened towards. That is because they are working in the world around us. They are impacting the people all around us. And we need to be able to see. And God gives us the ability to see by amplifying the light that is all around us, the light of God that is in us. God will enable you to see. And so there are several steps that our eyes actually go through in order to be able to see. And this is an interesting process because it begins with light. Your eyes cannot see without light. Without light, your eyes don't mean anything. In fact, the way the eyes work is by reflecting the light. Do you know how your eyes work? You familiar with this? And so let's take a look at it. I'm going to bring you through three steps on how your eyes work. And this is important to know in case you have to fix them, all right? And so the first step, don't try it on your own, though. The first step is that light has to enter the eye through the cornea, right? So if there's no light, the object might be there. The thing that is the scene that you want to see may actually be there, but without the light reflecting into the eyes, you cannot see it. It does not begin with the object and the thing to be seen. It begins with light coming into your eye and reflecting off of what is seen. And so it begins with your eye being able to have the right components to use the light in a way that enables the eye to reveal the image that you want to see. And so when you look at an object, that light is reflecting off of the eye itself, the cornea, which is the little round circle. You know, the little circle in the eye there? And the iris, which is the little black circle on the inside. And we'll get to that in a minute. But the light fills the eye as a whole. It absorbs it in, and it focuses into the inner parts of the eye. This area where the light comes in, this filter, is called the aqueous humor. And that's a strange name. I don't know why they name these things these, you know, names. But it's a very interesting name. And yet, nonetheless, it brings in the light and filters it. The second thing that happens is then the pupil begins to adjust in response to the light. And so light is coming in, and then there's a reaction. Now, the reaction is automated. It's not something you're thinking about. It's something your brain processes automatically, and it's just part of the design that God has made so that you and I would be able to see. It's an automated process. And this is interesting because if you think about it, nobody is there controlling their iris. Right? Have you ever controlled your iris? Have you known anybody to control their iris? Says, hold on, let me zoom in on that a little more. And what does that actually mean, zooming in? Can you zoom in with your eyes? No, I don't think so. I think you have to bring things closer or push them far away. But you can't, like, your eye is not, like, coming out of your head, right? You know, it's not like zooming in, you know. But the iris is focusing and it's adjusting, and it's an automated process. It's something that is a part of your design. And as we are living our lives before God, God has designed us to be the people that we are. And so when we're in situations and circumstances, the Spirit of God triggers us and causes us to react automatically when we're filled with the presence of God. When you're filled with the Word of God, when you're filled with a renewed mind and you're a person who communes and walks with God, you will automatically respond off the reflection of Christ and of God in your life. And so the pupil allows the light in and it reflects into the eye. And that's the part of the eye that has the different colors. You've seen people who have different color eyes. Now, everybody has white around on the outside, right? But when you get to the iris on the inside, when you get to the pupil and that area, there's color all around it. And this color is something that God designed and gave us. It's a beautifying mark. And it enables us to understand and absorb light. And as light reflects off the eye, the color is revealed. The color of the eye is revealed. And different people have different color eyes that reflect the light. In fact, I read one study that was done, and they said that the darker the color of the eye, the easier it is to adjust in the dark. Oh, that was interesting. And it has to do with the way the light reflects in the eye. And so you and I, we are designed by God to be able to see based on the level of light that is reflecting into the eye. And you and I, we need to let the light of God shine in us. We need God to be glorified in our lives because it is God who enables us to see. And so when the pupil automatically adjusts, it gets bigger or smaller depending on the intensity of the light, and it enables you to see and see more clearly or adjust your ability to see based on the light. So if it's too much light, it gets what? Smaller. It'll shrink down in order to make sure that the right amount of light gets into your eye so that you can still see just right. And then if it's dark, or the darker it gets, the bigger the iris will open and enable you to let more light in order for the brain to process it. And so this is what God does in our lives. He adjusts us according to the level of darkness that we find ourselves in. When you're in a dark room, you don't go running around, woo-hoo-hoo, oh, look at this, oh, hallelujah. No. You get in a dark space, you're like, right? You're not charging out there. It's dark. You don't know what you're going to run into. And shouldn't we be more careful when we're in the world? Shouldn't we be more careful when we go into the workplace, go to school, go to these different places? We're not just going to go running in there and take in everything that's happening and just receive. No, we want to let me carefully assess where I am. What's going on? What is being taught, or what are they saying? I want to make sure I'm seeing clearly from the perspective of God. I want God's reflective light to reveal to me what is it that I'm seeing. And God enables us to see in such a way that the light is reflecting on everything. The light of Christ has to reflect on everything because we're in a dark world and we have to see. We cannot go through the world without Christ's light shining. And sometimes people ignore what the Word of God says. We ignore what the Spirit of God says or is saying. And we ignore the things that we know to be true of God, and we adapt and believe something that came out of people who are in total darkness. Have you ever been to a place where it's totally dark? I remember I was invited to a party one time when I was in high school. I went to this party, and I'm going to tell you, the music was just grooving, man. It was boom, da, da. But when I stepped into the hall where this room where this place was, where the everything was happening, it was pitch black. I was like, what's going on here? I couldn't believe that people were actually doing their thing in this environment. Some of y'all have been there. You know what I'm talking about, right? And so you go into this place and you're walking like this because you can't see. You can hear people. You hear music and it's loud, but you can't see anything. And you're walking around really, really carefully. And the amazing thing is that people enjoy this environment. I was nervous the whole time I was there. I was like, what in the world? The smells, the sounds, all kinds of stuff happening. Things are going on. I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I was ready to go. I walked in. I got in. And I didn't know where I was in the room because I had no light to base my reference as to my positioning. But I knew I wasn't in a good place. I wasn't in a healthy place. And so I asked my friend, I said, I think it's time for us to go. Let's get out of here. Even if we know people here, we can't find them. We're not going to, it's not like you're going to go, hey, Joe, you know, hey, Bob, where are you? You know, you're not doing it. It's like, okay, I think we need to go. And we left. Saints of God, you don't want to be in a dark place. You need to be in a place where there is some degree of light. And our responsibility as the people of God is to reflect the light. And so even as the lenses of the eyes focus onto the retina, the light passes through the pupil into the lens that's behind that, and then it adjusts the image that you see so that it is reflected upside down. Did you know that when you look at something in your eye, it's actually inverted? It's the opposite of what you are actually seeing. Everything is upside down. And I've often wondered, why did God design the eye to flip everything around, to flip everything upside down so the brain can interpret it? And then I had this amazing revelation. And I said, aha, maybe it's because the world is upside down to God. And because of sin being in the world, everything is upside down. And when God shines the light on it, he flips it back around right side up. And so now you're able to see things the right way because the light of God is shining onto what you're looking at. And this is amazing because that changes our ability to understand what's happening with the people we know and love. They're walking around in a dark room with no light. When you're in a room like that, you can make up anything. You could say, I'm in a grand palace. I'm on the beach at the shore. Oh, I'm on a travel vacation through the grandest of all places throughout the world. I see myself here. I see myself. I'm a bird. I'm flying through the air. Oh, look at me go. I'm soaring. Oh, I am amazing. Oh, look at me. I'm a puppy. Oh, I'm a cat. Meow. You can be whatever you want when you're in the dark. You can make up anything when you're in the dark. And everybody will believe you because they can't see either. And when everybody's in a pitch black dark room, anything could be going on. You can see all kinds of things, even though they're not there. You can pretend. You can make up stuff. You can change the rules. You can cause stuff to happen that otherwise wouldn't happen. You can let all kinds of craziness come out of you. Why? Because you're in the pitch black darkness, and there's no reality except the blackness, the darkness. And when everybody's in the dark, they can't see. And so anything goes. Who's to say that that's not a kitty cat over there going meow, meow? It sounds like it's a kitty cat. It looks like a kitty cat. Look, it's all curled up going brr, brr. While people stroke it and they rub it. Who's to say? Anybody could say. Why? Because you're in the dark. And when you're in the dark, you can say anything. You can make up anything. And saints of God, the world is in total darkness. This is what God is saying. And that is why they can make up stuff. You're not a boy. You're a whatchamacuticratzit. Yes. Yes. Don't put down that you're a male or female. Put down that you're a... Yes. 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 Nobody can tell you what you are, what you are. After all, you're in the dark. We can do anything. We can make up stuff. Anything can happen. Saints of God, this is the world that we're in. And so when you and I show up,
with the light of God just beaming off of us. We're like, people are like, hey, whoa, 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 what are you doing? Ah, you're like, ah, hey, yeah, oh, what do you mean? I'm just doing what I do. Hey, how's it going? Hey, how you doing, brother? Brother, no, I'm a wicked magic. I don't know. What are you saying that for? Why are you calling me that? No, that's not who I am. That's not my pronoun. This is the world we're living in. And when you're in total darkness, you can make up anything. You can make up anything. You can be anything. And this is the problem that we're facing in the world. And you and I, we're called to shine the light. You're saying, dude, look. You see? See what you are? Look. Ah. And God just uses us to reflect the light. And you're faced with reality. When the light comes on, you're faced with reality. You have to deal with what is right and with what is true. And that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is filled with the light of God. God causes your eye to be able to see. Without the light, you cannot see. You may have all of the working parts, all of the mechanisms may be there, but if there's no light coming in, there is nothing to reflect but more darkness. Darkness reflecting darkness only reveals more darkness. And this is what's going on in the world around us. And so it takes light to be able to see. Without light, anything can happen. Somebody could say anything. You can do anything. You're going to run into stuff. You're going to bang into, you're going to be all banged up and beat up, and you're going to be tripping all your way through life, and everything is just going to be one problem after the next. This is what happens when there's no light. And so Matthew 6:22 says, the eye is the lamp of the body. So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. Hallelujah. This is why you have to clear your eyes. You have to make sure your eyes are working. You have some Visine. We need some spiritual Visine. We need to get into the presence of God so we can wash in the Word. The Word of God says you are cleansed. Jesus said you are cleansed by the Word. And as the Word of God refreshes you, as you meditate on it day and night, you're able to see clearer. He enables you to see. Your whole body will be full of light. You'll be beaming the light of God through your pores. Hallelujah. God will just radiate from you. Verse 23 says, if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Why? Because darkness only begets more darkness. Without light, you have no ability to shine and to see. So darkness becomes even more darkness when all you have is darkness coming into your eyes. And so that is why you have to be careful what you watch, what you meditate on, what you listen to, what you allow into your mind. So whatever your mind is processing, if it is out of darkness, only reflecting more darkness, you begin to identify with darkness. You begin to believe the lies. You begin to believe the made-up stories. You begin to believe all of the insanities and the craziness that goes on in the world. And you will be able to find a way to say, well, that's all right. That's just how people are when they're in the dark. Don't leave that part out. Because it is the light that reveals the truth. And this is what God is all about. God says, reality check. Reality check. And you and I are a reflection of the image of Christ. And that's why we meditate on the Word of God and we do the things the Word of God says. It's because God himself is light. Hallelujah. God himself is light. He is the highest form of the light spectrum. And he is the brightest of all lights, the most powerful of all lights. God himself is light. In 1 John 1:5, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light. And in him there is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. And so if you're of Christ, you are going to shine with the light of truth, the light of righteousness. You are going to reflect the kingdom of God. Verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Hallelujah. It didn't say you didn't know the truth. It says you don't practice the truth. And you and I are called to practice the truth. We're a reflection of the light of God. You can't have fellowship. You know what fellowship is, right? It's part of our name, right? And so we're fellowshipping together. We're fellowshipping in the Lord with God, and God's light is just reflecting off of us. You come in, you come to church, you get a reality check, right? You think you're in the light, you'll find out how much light you're at. When the light shows up, it will reveal all of the hidden stuff. That's what the Word of God does. When you walk with God, he reveals to you so that you can see it. That's what you want, isn't it? You ever take your car to the car wash and then you get home and look at it and say, my car's still dirty? Has that ever happened to you? Absolutely. Happens to me every time I go to the car wash. I don't even know why I go, but yet I still go. I guess that's what happens when you have a white car, right? I don't know. But the thing is that the dirt is always there because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God is molding us. He's shaping us. And so we are all shining the light, and we're all reflecting the light of God so that the darkness can be driven out. We don't want darkness in our life. We want to be like God. So we fellowship with God. And that's because whoever you fellowship with, you will become like them. Hallelujah. All right, that's a whole sermon by itself. But whoever you spend time with, you will become like them. You will take on their mentality. You will think the way they think. You'll see from their perspective. And if you're not careful and you're following people who are in darkness, you're going to go through life banging and bumping into stuff. And you're going to be trying to make it through and deal with things as they go through, because the people that you're following are walking in darkness. And God says, I will shine the light. He says, I am the light. And in me, there is no darkness at all. None at all. So if you have fellowship with me, my light is going to shine. Oh, man, it's going to consume you with light. And so you will be walking in truth, because I tell you, when the light is on, you're not going to walk over this because you can see it. You're going to go around. Isn't that right? You're not going to kick things and knock things over if you can see them. You're only going to stumble and knock things around if you cannot see them. And that would mean either you're walking in darkness or there's something wrong with your eyes. And that is another problem, isn't it? And so God says, if you fellowship with me, I'm going to enable you to see. And so we walk in the practicing of the truth. God's word is truth. God is truth. And when we walk with God, when we walk according to his word, that's why Satan makes sure that we don't have time for the word of God. You ever wonder why we have every type of resource to be able to have access to the word of God, and yet we still don't have time for it? You ever notice that? You know, you have people who say they're Christians, but when you ask them what passage of scripture were they reflecting on today, or what has God shown them, or where were they reading in the word or whatever for the day, they go, right? You ever know people do that? They go, You're like, What does that mean? You know what that means, don't you? Yeah, it means they weren't reading in the word of God today. That's what it means. It means that they're trying to think of something that they can pull together real quick. They're looking through the shadows to try to find
something to say. And saints of God, we ought to be walking with God so the light of God can shine. And the more you apply biblical principles in your life, the more the light of God can shine. The more Christ can shine. And we fellowship with each other. Why? Because light begets more light. We're drawn together. It's amazing how many people, they can say they're Christians, but then they say they don't go to church. Man, I tried that once. It didn't work well for me. I said, I don't want to go to church. I don't like church people. I'm going to stay home. And I'm just going to serve God, me and myself. I said that. And I tried for months. I mean, probably even a year. And I mean, I was aching with wanting to talk to somebody about Jesus, because I at least had enough Bible school teaching or Sunday school teaching to know that I was supposed to read my Bible and pray every day if I was going to be a real Christian. And so that's what I did. And when I did it, I realized, man, I would like to talk to somebody about the Lord. All of a sudden, I had that feeling. Like, man, I would just love to talk to somebody about this. You start reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden, you start getting hungry. You want to just talk. So I just want to tell somebody. I want to hear somebody talk about it. I just want to, man, I was like, I just need to. And so I would go to my secular friends and try to talk to them about the Lord. And guess what? They didn't want to talk about Jesus. They didn't want to talk about Jesus. They don't want to talk about anything. I mean anything, but not Jesus. Why? Is that people can talk about anything except Jesus. Because once you invoke the name of Jesus, the light comes on. And there's nothing that you can hide, because you just don't know where God is going to shine next. And he's going to reveal truths that you may not want to deal with. People may not want to hear. They may not want to face. But if you walk with God, that will happen. He says, if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship. We will connect. We're like magnets. We're drawn together. Boom. You want to be. You want to be. That's why you guys don't like to go home. We get here and we're like, yes. Ah, man, you fight like the devil to get here, because he will try to do everything he can to stop you. And you know this. Satan does everything he can to keep you from fellowshipping with the people of God. That is his number one objective, to isolate you and keep you alone so that you can be in your own world. Wow, this is great. Look at me. Oh, yes. I'm a tiger. Look at me. And we can pretend, and we can be whatever we want to be, and we can do that. But when we come into the house of God and the light shines, shoo, you ever notice people? They get real quiet when they come to church. Oh, quiet. Quiet. You see them out in the world, they're like, yeah, what's up? Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they come alive. They got all kinds of personality. They got all kinds of stuff. But they come to church, like, shoo. Everybody say, praise the Lord. But put them in the dark. And man, they come alive. Come alive in the dark. Oh, wow. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, man. Wow. It's great. Ah, man, they're the best workers. They can do this and they can do that. And they're in the world. They can be around sinners. They can carry on. But the people of the light, we're walking carefully in the dark. We're like, yeah, be careful around you. I'm watching. You're like, why? Because we can see. And we see, and we're adapting to the atmosphere that God has put us in. And so we're able to fellowship with God, and we're able to be free in the presence of God, in the Spirit of God. When we come into the light, we worship, we praise, we shout unto God. We give him the glory. We magnify his name. Why? Because our sin has been cleansed. We're free. We don't have the burden of sin. We don't have the weight of sin on us. We are free. Hallelujah. That's why the Word of God says, he whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. And that is why the joy of the Lord is your strength. Why? Because when you got joy, you praise, you shout, you glorify God. Every time you can't keep still, you want to move in the presence of God, and you're just shaking stuff off of you. Stuff is just like ka-tang, ka-ching, ka-chang, ka-chung, ka-chung, ka-chung. Man, you're walking around, just stuff falling all up. You're just dropping weight, and you're just like, hallelujah! And your life is changed. Why? Because you're abiding in the light. You're fellowshipping with God, with the people of God. It renews you. It revives you. He says, if you say that you have no sin, then you're deceiving yourself. And the truth is not in you. We don't have truth in us if we're denying the fact that we have sin. It's sin that keeps you from praising God. It does. That's what sin. Yeah, remember the first time you wanted to lift up your hands to praise God? Felt like you were carrying two cinder blocks, didn't it? Tell the truth now, is that right? All of a sudden, like your hands were like real heavy. You know, you wanted to. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna praise God. I want to lift. And you're like, and you sit, and you can't. But one day, you break free. The chains come loose. And you're like, You get your hands up. When you get your hands up, boy, that changes everything, didn't it? Right? Am I talking right? Yeah, you know, you're like trying to, yes, you see people. You know, but God says, come on. Sometimes you got to help people. Yeah, once you get your hands up, man, the weight starts coming off. All of a sudden, you start feeling good. Hallelujah. You come down to the altar for prayer. I grab you by the arm like, yeah, I'm going to shake the devil off you. Get free. Let the Spirit of the Lord flow in your life. Let God liberate you. Let the light shine. Zoom, zoom, zoom. And God says, don't deceive yourself. Truth is not in you. If you claim you don't have sin, we got sin. That's why we need Jesus to shine the light. Zoom, zoom. Kills bacteria. Everybody likes that these days. Zoom. The light of God. He says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, my Lord. He washes us clean. He renews us. He revives us. He transforms us. And that's what God does. As we confess, we say, Lord, deal with this in my life. Help me to overcome it. All you do is talk to God about it. You don't have to talk to anybody else. Believe me, we'll all know when you get free. We will know when you get free. Because all of a sudden, the light is going to start shining and reflecting a lot brighter than it used to be. And there's going to be power coming from you, radiating from you. The anointing is going to come forth from you. The presence of God is going to surround you. It's going to be all about you. You're going to experience God in a powerful way. All you have to do is confess. You confess your sins. Just say, God, I'm a sinner. I did it, Lord. I did this. I did that. Whatever it was, just tell, give it to God. Say, God set me free. Lord, liberate me. Take it away. I surrender all, and all to thee I surrender. Right? All to him. We give it all over to God. And God will make a way. He says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Now, that word is the Logos word, and the Logos word is a life-giving. Logos means that the word has power to make something happen. Hallelujah. That's what you and I need. We need the word in us that causes something to happen. When the word of God is abiding in you, it causes something to change in you. It does a work. The word doesn't just, you don't just read the word and now you've just said, well, I understand now. It's very nice. It's very revealed. Thank you.
No, no, it goes to work, and it's active in you. And all of a sudden, it starts transforming you, and you begin to take on the attributes of Christ. That word, it speaks. It's just like when God said, "Let there be light." It didn't stay dark. It didn't just like, "Well, that was very nice, Lord. That was very powerfully said. That was such an anointing in what you said. That was just wonderful." And everybody went back to dark. No. No, no, that's not what when the Logos word of God is spoken, something ignites and things happen. Things come to life. There is a change. The light of God comes in. Hallelujah. It says that God separated the darkness from the light. How did he do it? He brought in the light. The light didn't exist. He was like, poof. And they said, where did the light come from? God is the light. The light comes from God. The whole essence of light comes from God. Hallelujah. He is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Without God, you wouldn't even know there was such a thing as light. He is the light. And so we need the word in us. We need Christ Jesus to be able to see. Without Jesus, who is the Word made flesh. Can you make the connection? Jesus is the Word made flesh. So when you receive Christ, you're receiving the Logos Word or the Rhema Word that comes alive, and God enables you to see. He enables your eyes to see. Not just naturally, but spiritually. You will get spiritualized. You will begin to discern. You'll begin to see and perceive the things of God. When Christ comes in you as the Word comes alive and goes to work. And you are changed. You cannot stay the same. You will be transformed. You will be renewed. You will be lifted up. God will give you life. And the light is the source of life, because the light is God himself. And so in verse 12 of John 8, he says, then Jesus again spoke to them and he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, because we are following the light. He says, but will have the light of what? Life. You know what that life? That's Zoe life. That means life that gives life. Life that continues to perpetuate life. You are alive forever. That's what it's saying. You will have eternal life. Life that just keeps coming alive again. And even when it seems like it's dying, it comes alive again. Even when it seems like it's falling out, it comes alive again. It keeps getting ignited. It keeps going. All of a sudden, it feels like it's running out. Then all of a sudden, you get a boost. And again. It's like somebody hit the turbo button. And you're like, hey, ha-ha. And you come alive. And the Spirit of the Lord goes to work in your life. Oh, this is why Christian people fellowship. Because it's where we keep pushing each other's turbo buttons. And we keep getting a boost. And by the time we get through the week, we're like, hit that button again. Boom. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, hey, hit me. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is the source of light and of life. And you and I, we're a part of something great. God says, reflect. Have you ever seen a camera crew and they have their lights, right? You ever see these guys with the lights? Yeah, and they put the lights up. Well, sometimes they don't have enough light. And so they get what they call a reflector. So they pull this thing out and it goes, and it's like a whole big round thing. On one side, it's like tinfoil, it's like shiny. And on the other side, it's like matted, right? And when you turn it on the shiny side, you can reflect the light. And so if you don't have quite enough light, or the light is not hitting the object exactly right, you just change the angle. Say, turn it this way, a little that way. Or raise it up a little. Oh, that's just right. And that's who we are when God sends us into the world. We're not the source of the light. God is. We're the reflector. So Christ shines in us. He shines onto us. He radiates from us. And all we do is we say, turn this way, turn that way. That's why Jesus said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He says, I will tell you which way to face, which way to turn, how far to go to the left or to the right, or we'll go into a whole nother location. We're just gonna go, and God will lead you and he will guide you. He will adjust your angles and your positions, and he will put you where you're supposed to be so that you can have the greatest impact. And so God is molding us and shaping us. He is using us. And so don't rob God of his glory by refusing to allow God to move you. Let God lead you. Let him direct you. You know, don't be afraid to talk to people in the dark. You don't have to worry about going into the dark because you are the light. You are the light of Christ. You are supposed to shine. We will have the light of life. That's who we are. In Ephesians 1:18, Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Saints of God, God is our source of provision. God is the one who makes a way for us. He goes on, he says, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? Notice there is power toward us who believe. It's not just words. It's not just God saying things. It's not just that, well, I just believe. No. Man, God has power. There's power in the light. When the light shines, there's power in it to dispel darkness. It drives darkness out. And so when you and I are experiencing God, he's liberating us from the things that oppress, that bond, that hold us down, that make us feel bad, that cause us to see ourselves in a negative light, the things that would hinder us from experiencing love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, all the things that reflect the attributes of God, the light dispels those things so that the life of God can come alive in us. Oh, what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us? Saints of God, you and I, there's power coming at us. I don't know about you, but I want to receive that power so I can reflect it in every area of my life. I see the devil coming, I go, woo, devil, you're a liar. I see you over there, whoa, gotcha. Woo, devil, you're, woo. I'm reflecting the light of God, and God will show you. He will give you what to say. He will give you what to do. He will enable you so that you can overcome every obstacle that you face. In John 9:1-5, he says, and it tells the story of the blind man. It says, as Jesus was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he would be born blind? And Jesus answered and said, it was neither that man sinned nor his parents, but it was so that the works of God might be displayed in him. Hallelujah. Saints of God, you might be going through something that is beyond you. You may not understand it. Well, consider that if Christ shines in your life, if you submit yourself to the Lord and allow the glory of God to be reflected in your life, the works of God can be displayed through you. God can drive out the oppression. He can drive out evil. He can cleanse you from sin. He can make you new. He can revive you. He can give you the ability to see, to hear, and to perceive the things of God. And that's why when people say, oh, well, who sinned? Because the idea was, the understanding was, that it was because of sin that sickness came into the world. It's because of sin that people have deformities and all these kinds of physical ailments and issues and problems. That's all the result of sin. And that is a fact. It is true that it's because of sin coming into the world that we have all of these problems in the world. But nonetheless, God is able to transform us in the midst of whatever our condition is. God can transform it. He can breathe life into it. He can bring it alive. He can transform it. And so he was able to do a miracle in this man's life. It says in verse 4, we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. And saints of God, God wants to work in your life while it's day. God wants to work during the day while you've got life in you, while you've got energy, before you get old and you can't do anything, before you can't move because your legs are hurting or your back is hurting or your neck is hurting or whatever. You got kinks and problems. Everything is all messed up. And now praise the Lord. I finally gave my life to Jesus. Well, you know, better late than never. Praise God. The thief on the cross, he made it in. Oh, yes. No, God says, serve me while you're young. In the days of your youth, he says, give me your best. He says, let me show up while it's still daytime for you. Oh, while you got the whole day of life ahead of you so that you can accomplish great and mighty things. And saints of God, that is the best way to learn to serve God. When you're young, while you still got life in you, when you got fire in you. Because when you start out with the fire of the Lord when you're young, he will keep that afterburner going all the way through to the end. And the glory of the Lord will prevail in your life. And the joy of the Lord will always be stirring. And you will be able to be used mightily by God throughout your life. God says, jump in while you still can. He got the rope going. He's like, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lord. I'm coming, Lord. Hey, ha! Woo! Ha! 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 Oh, yes. Glory to God. And God will make a way for you. He will enable you to overcome. He will cause the light to shine in your life. Verse 5 says, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Saints of God, while you're in the world, if Christ is in you, you too are the light of the world. Let God shine in you. Let him reflect himself through you. It says in verse 4 of John 1, in him was life. Hallelujah. You see that? In him was life. Not death, not boredom, not, oh God. He said there was life in him. And the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saints of God, when you show up as a child of God, you come in with life. Hallelujah. No matter where you go into the darkness, you shine with life. You come in, you're like, hello, everybody. Glory to God. Now come in. Well, praise the Lord, another day. You know, same old, same old. Oh, I just pray I can make it to the evening prayer. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, God. Even people in the dark are going to be like, oh, man, there's something darker than us coming in. Lord, have mercy. Please, don't, if you're living like that, don't say the name of Jesus. You know, say anything, but don't say Jesus. Say Muhammad or somebody. So say something. I don't know. Say Buddha or Confucius. It's anybody, but don't say Jesus. Because when you have Jesus, there's life in that. Hallelujah. There's life in the name of Jesus. Jesus comes alive. And you say Jesus. Hallelujah. When people see, I used to go to work, he would say, here comes Shell. Here's Shell. He's like, Shunda. I'm like, that's right, brother. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know where they got that from. Yeah, hallelujah. They would say, here he comes, Shunda. I'm like, yeah, praise the Lord. That's right. That's right. That's what you want. That's it. You come in with some life. You come in with the life of God. Don't be ashamed. Don't be intimidated. You come in with life because everybody in the dark wants life. And that is why they fake it, because they just want it, even though they don't have it. And so you and I have it, because in him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness didn't comprehend it. We're coming in, we're like, zoom, zoom. They're like, ah, ooh, no, no, ah. Oh, what a world, so cruel, cruel. You shine in the light, you're in high, praise the Lord. And they come in, they say all kind of stuff. They're like, yeah, mandates. And you're like, praise the Lord, and ah, shine. Yeah, you shine the light, don't get mad, shine the light. Glory to God. Let God be glorified. They may say, oh, no, he's not a little boy. He's a little witchy go wow. You say, shine the light on that thing. Say, you sure? Look. Maybe you should look a little closer. Hallelujah. He don't know what it is because he's been in the dark so long. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we shine the light. Light can't comprehend darkness. Darkness can't comprehend light. Light shines. And the darkness just goes, oh. And so we reflect the kingdom of God. Reflect the light of Jesus so that others can see. Reflect the light of Jesus so that others can see. And so John, it says in John 1, 8, 9, he was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. This is like you and I. We're not the light. We're just here to testify about the light. In other words, we're reflecting the light. We're reflecting. We're reflecting. Hallelujah. We're not the source. We're just the reflectors. So we're saying, Lord, shine on me, and I'll change the angle for you. Yes. Just tell me which way to point. So bright, all I can see is you, Lord. I don't even know what's going on, but just tell me which way to point. Move to the left. Move to the right. Tilt up, tilt down. God will guide your steps. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. God says, let your light shine. Testify about the light. Testify about the light. Don't try to be the light. He said, just reflect it and talk about it. Oh yeah, this is coming down from God out of heaven. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, there was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. Hallelujah. You see, the light impacts everybody. They may not like it, but guess what? It's going to impact you. And you're going to have to deal with the truth. And that's why when you turn all the lights on, everybody's like, You ever been with people who, you know, you turn on the lights and you get up in the morning, you turn on the lights. See, I have this experience pretty often at my house. Get up in the morning, and I like to turn on the lights. I like to open the curtains, let the light in. But then, I can't say the person's name. But they'll be like, oh, it's too bright. Turn down, turn off the, no, 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 turn it down. I'm like, click, 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 click. Yeah, bring it on. They're like, no, no. When your eyes adjust to the dark, it's hard to see the light, isn't it? You don't want the light bright, blinding you, bright down on your life, onto your eyes, into your world. You don't want everything to be seen. You're like, no, 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 no. That's why people sleep so well on a rainy day. It's dull. You can stay in the dim light. It helps you sleep better. Makes you more comfortable. But God says, work while it is day. Hey, fire it up, baby. Shine the light. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Hallelujah. And God gives us light. And there was true light, which coming into the world, it enlightens every man. John 3, 18, 21 says, he who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and the men loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. You ever notice how people who do evil deeds, they mostly do them at night, or they do them alone when there's no one watching, when there are no eyes on them, where there is no ability to see deeds that are evil. They don't want the light. They don't want the light exposed. And so when the light comes in, it exposes the darkness and exposes the deeds that go along with the darkness. Verse 20 says, "For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed." That's what the light will do. Verse 21 says, "But he who practices the truth comes to the light." Hallelujah. That's why when you're genuinely abiding in the Word of God, when you're spending time with the Lord and you're genuinely cultivating a relationship with God, you can't stay home by yourself. You can't just sit. You're like, man, I need to get into the presence of the fellowship. I need the power. I need the anointing to flow. I need to be washed over. I just need to abide. Oh, I just needed to just fan the flames of the Spirit of God's presence over me. Hallelujah. Drive out the darkness. Drive out the darkness. And he says, practice the truth, and it will draw you into the light. And God will enable you to accomplish great things for him. Your deeds will be manifested in God. Hallelujah. They'll be wrought in God. And the more you walk with God, the more you will do things, because the word will cause you to take actions that reflect the kingdom of God. That's the logos word, the word that comes alive to accomplish the will of God, the word with life in it. And you will be able to see God change your situations, your circumstances, your life itself. In John 12, 46, he says, "I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." Woo! Glory to God. This is why Jesus came. This is the reason for the season. Jesus, the light of the world, he has come. And he says to the disciples here in Mark 8, after they were complaining that he had no bread, that they didn't have any food to eat. They had spent time with Jesus. And Jesus then responds to them saying, "Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember?" And God says, "Remember what I've done." And he explains, "Didn't I feed the 5,000? Didn't I provide for you when we didn't have in the past? All the things that I have done all this time, you're worried about not having bread." God says, "Don't worry about your situation. You just keep following me. You just keep obeying my commandments and applying my principles in your life. And God will enable you to see and remember." Hold on to the truths of God. Remember what the Lord has done for you. Don't let anyone rob you of your memory of what God has done. Shine the light on it. In 2 Corinthians 4, 3, Paul says, "And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in those in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Oh, saints of God, you and I are able to see even in the dark. And this is why you got to get away from people who all they can do is talk about problems. All they can do is tell you what somebody else is doing wrong, or about what's wrong with you, or what's wrong with the church, or what's wrong with your family, or what's wrong with this one, what's wrong with that. And they got, well, this problem. No, they got that problem. Those are people who are in the dark. All they can see is what's in the dark. And they're making up all kind of stuff because they can't see what God is really doing. And when you're in the dark, you don't talk about what God is doing. You only talk about what is going wrong. You talk about what all the problems are. But God says, shine the light on it. Shine the light on it. And I love shining the light on stuff. People start talking negative stuff. I start talking about what God is doing. Yeah, but God is doing this over here. And God is doing that. But what about this thing that God did? And remember when God did this, and remember when God did that? You start giving them memory recall, and all of a sudden they want to get out the light. After a while, they leave you alone. They stop because they can't overwhelm your light with their darkness. They can't comprehend it. And so you keep shining the light, and you will drive away all of the negativity, all the people who have negative things to say, all the criticizers, all the people who have all these dark issues and problems. The light drives them away. All you have to do, you can be nice to them. You just say, yes, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's wonderful. Right? You just shine the light. And you just, they'll leave you alone after a while. They stop calling. They stop trying to get you to do stuff. When people keep coming after you to do evil, you know you're not shining enough light on it. You start shining some light. And when you start shining some light, those people go away. I guarantee you, 100%, they go away. You keep shining the light of Christ on everything. Every time they say something, God will give you something. They'll say, but, doop, and you can shine the light on it. And so he says that God will enable us to have the image of God. That's the reflection. You and I are reflecting. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. So we're just reflecting the light, saints. We're just reflecting what God has done. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We reflect the face of Christ. Oh, we are reflecting his glory. Oh, everybody else is going down. We're coming up. Hallelujah. Everybody else is looking all discouraged and disappointed, and we're looking up to God. All we see is the brightness of his glory. Oh, we say, oh, I know that there is a king who is coming in glory, and I am prepared for that day. The world is going to get worse and worse. Things are going to continue to go down. The word of God says that there's a day coming where people will say, let the rocks fall on us. But don't you worry. The people of God will be shining bright. We will be able to stand. Paul says in Ephesians 5, 7, and 8, therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. Saints of God, you keep walking. Keep walking and let the light of God shine and reflect off you. Your story ought to be like the psalmist here in 112. It says, praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Hallelujah. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Arise, let a light arise in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. Oh, saints of God, let the light arise in your life. Let God fill your house with his divine provisions. Wealth and riches, God will make a way even when it seems impossible. Even when it seems like you don't have, you obey God. You do what God would have you to do. You reflect the image of his glory. God will provide for you. God will make a way for you. He will do a miracle in your situation. You arise. You say like the psalmist, it is well with the man who is gracious and lends. Hallelujah. Never say, I can't afford to help you, brother. No, do something, even if it's a little bit. Give him a dollar. Hallelujah. Help him out some way, and God will cause that thing to explode, and you will reap 30, 60, and 100-fold. God will make a way. If you think like a broke person, then you will live and experience life as a broke person. But if you know that God is your source of provision, you can expect God to make a way for you. You can trust him to open doors for you and to provide for you. Why? Because when the Spirit of the Lord brings someone to you and you are able to help, just say, yes, Lord, whatever you say. I've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. But the Lord says, I will multiply it. How many baskets did you take up? 12 baskets full. Hallelujah. Saints of God, think like someone who is in the light and not in the darkness. Allow God to be glorified. You will be able to see the provision of God. He will never be shaken, the one who maintains his cause in judgment. The Lord will enable you. The Lord will make a way for you. He will enable you to overcome and not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. I pray, saints of God, that you are trusting. I'm trusting in the Lord. I pray that you are able to know that God is able to provide. No matter what your situation is, let God shine the light on it. Can you see in the dark, saints of God? I would say, yes, you can, if you have divine optics and the Spirit of the Lord is at work in your life. Amen? Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord, like this.
Light of God shine. Don't allow the darkness to fool you into thinking that your light has no impact or that you don't have a light at all, because the light of God is always shining. And if Christ is in you, you have the hope of glory. God is able to reflect himself. All you need to do is allow him to use you to reflect off of your life. Be the witness that God has called you to be. Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And God will use you. He will make a way, even when it seems impossible. God is awesome and amazing. And you can place your faith and trust in him. He will enable you to reveal the light of God to those who are in darkness. So be the light and let Christ be glorified in every aspect of your life. Well, Lord, we thank you for your word today. And we ask, God, as we go out of these doors, that you would be glorified, that you would be lifted up and exalted. Use us, Lord. Strengthen us, God. Help us to be a reflection of the kingdom of God in all that you are. Use us to be the people that reflect the light of Christ and the image of God, that your glory would truly be revealed in this lost and dying world. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. And amen.